Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for July 14th. God sees us when we cry. Jesus wept, John 11:35. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which he said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And he went out and wept bitterly. Matthew 26:75. Throughout the Bible, we read about people crying. God designed us to have emotions that bring tears to our eyes. Our crying expresses sorrow, pain, grief, and sometimes even anger or happiness. Have you ever cried? If you're being honest, you'll probably admit that you've cried at least a little before. There is a wrong crying, like the kind when you're just crying to get your own way. That's just being selfish. But there are other ways of crying that are just natural ways we show emotion. Jesus wept because his close friend Lazarus had died. His crying was an expression of his grief about losing a loved one. Peter wept because he was so sorry over what he had done against Jesus. His crying expressed sorrow over his sin. Did you know that God will one day wipe away his people's tears? In Revelation 21:4, God tells us about a new heaven. In this new heaven, the Bible says that God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. On this earth, we will experience things that will make us cry. You might have a really hard school year. Maybe your dad will get very sick or lose his job. Your pet might get hurt or die. God is the kind of God who understands our emotions. He created our emotions, and because he is the Creator God, he is the best one able to comfort us when we need to be comforted. How wonderful that God created a heaven where we will never have to cry again. See Revelation 21:1-7. God sees and understands our emotions, and he gives the best comfort. Do I try to cover up my emotions, even in front of God? How can I show that I believe God knows how I feel and can be my best comfort? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for July 14th.